There's a common definition people give to trauma that I actually take issue with. The definition people often give is that it's an experience of something that a person does not have the capacity to respond to, or that is beyond a person's capacity, something bigger than what they can handle. The reason I don't like that definition is because it's not true. When a person has a trauma response, so they get very activated to fight against it or to flee from it, or they go into freeze and they go into shutdown, or they develop some sort of internal shame, or they develop an addiction, or they develop whatever it may be that seems like a traumatic response, is a traumatic response, is a response to trauma. It's not that this thing was too big for their capacity to respond to. This is their capacity to respond to it. Fighting against it or fleeing from it or freezing, that is a response. That is an appropriate, good response to the situation. It's a response that makes sense considering the stimulus that's in front of them. They are adapting. That is an adaptive response. If someone would barge into the room I'm in right now, that I'm sitting in, speaking in, and comfortably, and all of a sudden startle me, and so I would jump up when they walked in, or I would freeze because I would be so taken and I didn't know what was going on and startled and I just froze, I don't think anyone would look at that and think, you know, what's wrong with him? Why did he just jump up, or why did he just freeze? Of course, because that is an appropriate, congruent response with what's actually happening. That is my capacity to respond. The shutting down, the freezing, is a brilliant mechanism that God created in our system for how to deal with something that's overwhelming. That is the capacity to respond. It's not too much for our capacity to respond. Even the development of an addiction, as we've spoken about elsewhere, or internal shame, or an internal critic, or any of these things, an anxious attachment style, an avoidant attachment style, these things are all adaptive responses. The definition that I like to use for looking at what trauma is that we have an adaptive response to a situation that then sticks around for longer than we want it to. So I have the fight response because someone's attacking me. That's not a problem. That's good. That's my adaptive response. But then what about a year later, or whenever it is, that I respond in a fighting way even when people are not actually attacking me, but I perceive everyone to be attacking me, so I'm always fighting, or that I shut down even when there isn't a reason to be shutting down in front of me right now. That's the trauma. The trauma, or what we call post-traumatic stress, is that I have a post-traumatic, the trauma itself, traumatic stress is not a problem. It's actually a good thing. Post-traumatic stress is the problem. It's that the stimulus is no longer here, but I'm still responding in that same way. But the point being, in this context, that what we see in Megillas Esther is that the container, the capacity we have, is far larger than what we might imagine. Esther Hamalka, actually even in that name, Hamalka, she wasn't initially a Malka, she wasn't initially a queen, she did not believe she had the capacity to be the one to be in that situation. She didn't think she had the capacity to go in the first place. She didn't think she had the capacity to be the one chosen. And when chosen, she didn't think she had the capacity to be the one that would go in front of the king and address the situation and put herself there in that space, in that spot. She didn't know that she could carry that. But it turns out that she absolutely could, and she did. And she became Esther Hamalka. And part of the story that we see of Esther, which is the hidden part of all of ourselves over the Megillah, the revelation of that hidden part is seeing how incredibly large that capacity is, how incredibly large that container is to handle all the trauma, to respond and adapt to it, and to be able to be present to it and to work through it. And as we look at the stories of our lives, to know that we have that container, we have that capacity, larger than we may ever have imagined.